WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
After a slow summer, it's a busy time for TV. The Emmy Awards were held last night. The fall TV season begins officially today. And TV critic David Bianculli says they both have to do with the same thing, broadcast versus cable TV.
At the Emmys last night, the final two awards made it sound like business as usual for the big broadcast networks. NBC won Best Drama for The West Wing and Best Comedy for Friends. And earlier in the night, CBS won three major acting awards for Everybody Loves Raymond, and Fox picked up the major writing awards for 24 in drama and The Bernie Mac Show in comedy. But you take those few shows out of the equation for a second, and what are the broadcast networks left with? Almost nothing. Cable went home with almost every award for telemovies and miniseries, with HBO's Band of Brothers and The Gathering Storm winning particularly big. And the biggest win of all, a stunning upset, came when Michael Chiklis won the Best Dramatic Series Actor Emmy for his work as a rogue cop on The Shield. That's a series on FX, a cable network about as low on the radar as you can go. And speaking of taking something out of the equation, one of the reasons Chiklis may have won is that another cable series, HBO's The Sopranos, wasn't eligible this year. Last year, James Gandolfini won the Best Actor category, just as Edie Falco won Best Actress. Next year, they'll be back and it'll be a tougher contest, especially for broadcast TV. This season, broadcast TV isn't doing much to call attention to itself. The 2002 fall TV season starts today, yet all the thunder, good and bad, seems to be taken already. The one TV show everyone is talking about right now is The Sopranos, which returned finally 2 weeks ago. It's on cable. The best new show of the season started this summer. Monk, starring Tony Shalhoub, is a brilliant detective with obsessive-compulsive disorder. It's on cable, too, on USA Network. Both of these shows were developed for, then rejected by, broadcast networks, The Sopranos by Fox and Monk by ABC. For Fox, it was the one that got away, but that show would have been a completely different animal on broadcast TV. But Monk is a classic detective series, and ABC has admitted its mistake. It picked up reruns of Monk, showing episodes after USA Network did, and they ended up landing in the top 20. Starting this Thursday, Monk reruns will be part of ABC's fall lineup. And this series, which came from cable, is better than any of the more than 30 new shows this fall. Here's a taste of Monk, with Tony Shalhoub as the unusually impaired detective and Biddy Schramm as his very patient assistant. They've been called in to advise at a crime scene.
The stove.
Over here. It's in the kitchen.
No, I mean my stove. I think I left it on.
It's okay. I checked it as we were leaving.
Are you sure? Did you turn the knob?
Yeah.
The little knob, though.
I turned all the knobs. The stove is the one for Adrian.
Excuse me, sir. We believe it was a burglary gone sour. She walked in, she surprised him, he panicked, he grabbed a knife from the kitchen,
No. This was no burglary.
It wasn't.
He tried to make it look like one, but this guy was cold as ice. He wore slippers to avoid leaving shoe prints. Not something your neighborhood crackhead is prone to do.
Adrian.
He was in here. He was waiting.
Waiting for what?
You know, for her. He was here at least an hour. He was smoking. You can still smell it on the curtains. Menthols. Salem's.
As for the other new shows this season, there are a few worth sampling at least once. There's Firefly on Fox, the new series from Buffy the Vampire Slayer's Joss Whedon. And two ABC shows, Push Nevada, a kind of warmed-over Twin Peaks, and Life with Bonnie, a new sitcom starring Bonnie Hunt. And The Twilight Zone, a solid UPN remake of the classic Rod Serling series. And finally, there's Boomtown on NBC, a new cop drama told from many different points of view. But there's not one new show, except for Monk, that I truly love. On broadcast TV this season, the real excitement isn't coming from the new shows popping up, but from the great ones coming back. Alias on ABC, 24 on Fox, Buffy on UPN. Give me those three shows every week, and I'm not complaining. Well, not much.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.